lieutenant, captain Moore, of course, they just had the captain that was, I don't know what they would call it, the lost man that was overseeing the overseer or something other.
Or maybe like an overseer or something.
He'd be overseeing all that whole crew, and then there'd be another man over above him. Mm-hmm.
What would you call the man who presides over the county court?
Well, he'd be the judge.
And a child in school would be called a
pupil.
And a person that a businessman would hire to do his typing and stuff, you call her a
secretary.
And I thought, now a man who's on the stage would be an actor, so a woman would be,
well,
she wouldn't be an actor, she'd be a
stage.
He'd be an actor, so she'd be,
well, she'd be a actress. Uh-huh. She'd be an actress. She'd be a actor and an actress, and just enough to different.
Now, your nationality, talk about what country you're from. You'd say you're,
well, it, you'd say that you're,
but you
always,
yourself, you'd say,
I always thought that they, back years ago, that I was part of Irish, and I guess I must have been from Ireland, but now, where, how far back that could have been, nobody knows.
But nowadays, of course, you just call yourself an
American.
Now, when you're talking about your race, you'd say you're
white.
Now, if you were talking about white people who are, well, real poor, not just real poor, but lazy and kind of good for nothing, what would you call them? You ever heard of called poor white?
Well, it's a poor white race is a.
About if you ever, I'm talking about like have you heard it called trash?
You've heard a lot of people call it just nothing but trash on account of they won't do anything.
Right,
and
people
don't,
who won't do anything.
They won't work and they won't try to have anything, right. and the old time wanting just regular old trash. That's about all you could call one of them.
Have you ever heard a person called a suggin?
Suggin, how you
say? S-U-G-G-I-N.
Suggin, no. That's another name.
And you were talking about, now if you were talking about somebody who lives way back in the mountains, you said you'd call them
a mountain hooter. Mountain hooter.
Now, if somebody was waiting for you to get ready to go someplace, and they'd call, holler, and they'd say, you going to be ready in a little while? And you'd say, yeah, I'll be with you
in a minute or two, but it's always longer.
It's always longer? If you say just a minute, it's longer than that?
It generally, if you say, I'll be ready in a minute, well, you can expect it to be 2 minutes, at least five. And
it won't be just a minute, though.
No.
They
always have an excuse when they get there.
Well, now, I haven't, that was a, you just called me
that catfish was an excuse you had.
You just asked me, well, now, you can look at me and tell I wasn't primping or nothing.
No, you weren't sure you wasn't primping all that time.
Well, you know I don't primp because I ain't got anything on my face.
You must have been eating.
Well, we did eat a lot. If you were agreeing with somebody and you wanted to agree with him and he said, well, I don't like that man, you'd say, well, me. Or you might say,
you don't agree with him, or you don't,
Would you say me neither, or me either?
Me either. If you say, I don't like to look at him. Well, me neither, I don't either. You can say that a lot of times. But it's the best thing to say is not say anything.
Not say anything.
You can't say something good about
somebody.
Somebody
just
don't say anything.
Now this is just for pronunciation, I'm just going to point. I'll see how you'd say this. This would be my
Fard.
And this would be my
pigtail.